Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A joint mission between the European Space Agency and the Chinese Academy of Sciences has just launched a groundbreaking satellite that will help us better understand the Earth's magnetic shield, and this development has significant implications for space weather forecasting and our daily lives. The Solar Wind Magnetosphere Ionosphere Link Explorer, or SMILE, is a space weather science satellite designed to image and study in real time how the Earth's magnetosphere responds to the continuous stream of charged particles emanating from the Sun, known as the solar wind. This mission addresses a fundamental gap in space science, as no single spacecraft has ever been able to simultaneously image the entire sun-facing boundary of the Earth's magnetic field in X-rays, map auroral activity in UV, and measure the solar wind's properties in situ, until SMILE. The SMILE spacecraft consists of a platform provided by the Chinese Academy of Sciences, attached below a payload module built by Airbus for the European Space Agency. The Chinese Academy of Sciences platform arrived at the European Space Agency's Technology Center in the Netherlands on 9 December 2024, on a dedicated flight from Shanghai, marking the final hardware integration phase. SMILE carries four science instruments, two remote sensing and two in situ. The SXI, or Soft X-ray Imager, is SMILE's headline instrument. It will be the world's first operational wide-field soft X-ray imager dedicated to imaging the terrestrial magnetosphere. It uses a lobster-eye optics design, inspired by the compound eyes of lobsters, which allows a large field of view while maintaining sensitivity to faint X-ray emissions from the magnetopause region. But why does this matter? The Earth's magnetosphere is the region of space around our planet dominated by its magnetic field, extending from roughly 500 kilometers above the surface, where it merges with the ionosphere, to about 60,000 kilometers on the sun-facing side and stretching hundreds of thousands of kilometers on the night side, known as the magnetotail. It acts as the Earth's primary shield against the solar wind, a continuous outflow of charged particles from the Sun traveling at 400 to 800 kilometers per second. Without the magnetosphere, the solar wind would strip away the upper atmosphere and erode the ozone layer, making the Earth inhospitable. What makes this significant is that SMILE's highly elliptical orbit lets it spend prolonged periods at high altitude, beyond the magnetopause on the day side, enabling it to observe the entire magnetospheric interaction zone in a single field of view, something no prior mission has achieved. The key science goals of SMILE include understanding dayside magnetosphere dynamics, magnetic reconnection, magnetospheric substorms, and magnetosphere-ionosphere coupling. SMILE will image up to 40 hours of continuous observations per orbit, accumulating a dataset that will reveal, for the first time, the global scale, real-time response of the Earth's entire magnetic shield. Now, let us turn to the topic of space weather and its societal significance. Space weather refers to dynamic conditions in the Earth's near-space environment driven by solar activity. Understanding the solar wind magnetosphere interaction is critical for predicting and mitigating space weather impacts. The most severe space weather events, such as the 1859 Carrington event or the May 2024 G5 class storm, demonstrate that extreme solar events remain an underappreciated civilizational risk. SMILE data will significantly improve predictive models, which is essential for protecting our power grids, communication systems, and satellite technology. And here is something that surprises many students. India is not a partner in the SMILE mission, but Indian space science is directly relevant to its goals. Aditya L1, launched by the Indian Space Research Organisation on 2 September 2023, is India's first dedicated solar observation mission. It carries seven payloads, including the Visible Emission Line Coronagraph, the Solar Ultraviolet Imaging Telescope, and soft and hard X-ray flare monitors. Aditya L1 and SMILE are complementary missions, Aditya L1 observes the solar source of space weather, while SMILE observes the terrestrial response. Data from both missions together will provide an end-to-end picture of solar storm propagation and impact. Now, let us look at the geopolitical context of the SMILE mission. SMILE is the first joint European Space Agency, Chinese Academy of Sciences mission to be jointly selected, designed, launched, and operated by both agencies. The mission was formally approved in 2015, following a joint call into 011 between the European Space Agency's science program and the Chinese Academy of Sciences. The collaboration is significant given the Wolf Amendment, which prohibits NASA from bilateral cooperation with China's space program without specific congressional approval. This has effectively barred the United States from participating in joint space science missions with China. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, Science and Technology, and Space Science. Prelims level facts to remember include the SMILE mission, its launch date, and its key instruments. For mains level analysis, you should be able to discuss the significance of the magnetosphere for life and civilization, the complementarity of SMILE and Aditya L1, and the geopolitical dimensions of the European Space Agency, China cooperation. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The SMILE mission is a joint project between the European Space Agency and the Chinese Academy of Sciences. The spacecraft was launched on 19 May 2026 aboard a Vega-C rocket from the Guiana Space Center in Kourou, French Guiana. The SXI, or Soft X-ray Imager, is the world's first operational wide-field soft X-ray imager dedicated to imaging the terrestrial magnetosphere. The mission duration is 3 years, and the spacecraft will operate in a highly elliptical orbit with an apogee of approximately 121,000 kilometers. The European Space Agency's medium-lift launch vehicle, Vega-C, has a payload capacity of approximately 2,300 kilograms to sun-synchronous orbit. The Wolf Amendment, enacted in the United States in 2011, prohibits NASA from bilateral cooperation with China's space program without explicit congressional approval. The Carrington event, which occurred in 1859, is the most intense recorded geomagnetic storm, and the May 2024 G5 class storm is a recent example of a strong space weather event. In conclusion, the SMILE mission represents a significant milestone in international cooperation in space science, and its findings will have far-reaching implications for our understanding of the Earth's magnetic shield and its role in protecting our planet from the harsh conditions of space. As we continue to explore and utilize space, it is essential to prioritize space weather research and forecasting to mitigate the risks associated with extreme solar events.